Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, Awesomes. Welcome back to Awesome Today. I'm your host, Meg Teets. Joined as I often and in fact always am on a Monday by my all-the-time husband, sometimes Walgreens date, Kyle.
And committed personal Don Juan DeMarco.
Oh, really? Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I don't spread it around.
That's good. But that isn't that like Don
Just
Juan's
the
whole thing?
On my OnlyFans page. You'd be surprised what a good pick will bring in monetarily.
I would be surprised. Are you investing that? Hopefully not in crypto, you know what I mean?
Well, that's a topic for later in the episode.
Mm-hmm.
In my Don Juan-ness, not one-ness, Juan-ness, we did have a Walgreens date this morning.
We did.
Because we have five kids that are all ill.
Five out of
every
five.
Every damn one of them. And now we're all psychosomatic about everything. Do I have a fever? Is that a cough? My throat tickles. Son of a bitch. Don't know what's happening.
It's true. All of our kids have a cold. It's the last few days of school for most of our children. And I'm just like, you can't be sick. You're going to take some meds. You're going to rest. But you cannot be sick. This is it. You've got 3 days left. 3 days.
Yes.
You're going to power through is what
Finish
you're going to do.
Get your certificate of participation, whatever the hell it is they give, because nobody's graduating.
Not in our house.
Well, or maybe in the entire state of Oklahoma. I don't know.
Some people are graduating.
I haven't talked it around any to see.
Yeah.
Things have changed since COVID. Actually, I was going to even share a little blurb about our Walgreens date in the Awesome Today group this morning, and I typed it up and posted it, but evidently I didn't post it because it disappeared into the ether of the webs. Maybe it was the FBI monitoring that yanked it. I don't know.
My personal theorem. Oh, man.
Sorry. I just apparently I'm getting the sickness of the kids. I had to cough.
Shut up. Apparently Zuckerberg ate your post for breakfast. He's like, I eat personal
posts
for breakfast. He probably
did while touching himself inappropriately. He's a freak, and I make no apology for that statement. You have nothing to say about that?
I'm sure he's got a little freak flag to fly when he wants to.
Everyone knows he's AI.
Facebook freak flag. Yeah, you can tell by looking into his non-human
his
eyes.
Dead robot eyes.
So we're in the middle of May. And for us, that does mean the end of the school year. For some people, there's like a month or more of school left.
What about those who are year-round schooling? There's no hope in sight.
Wow, that was dark.
Okay. Sorry.
Let's try to keep it awesome.
Sorry.
Okay, bro.
Your hope is that you graduate your children in half the time that it takes the rest of us, and then you're free. You're free. Emancipate, you little turd. Get out of here. You have your degree. What more do you want? Is that why people do that?
What?
educate their kids at a faster pace.
Freedom? Yes, that's the ultimate goal. Okay. I think that's right.
I'm pretty sure that was like the whole like subplot of Doogie Howser, M.D.
There's the subtext for sure. Okay, well, we have been watching some things, okay? A few things of interest.
Yeah.
We don't really have much in the realm of reading. We've got some listens. We have a ton of lifestyle, so stay tuned.
Do you know what I watched that's not in the notes?
Oh, Lord. Does this have to do with OnlyFans?
Well, actually, now that you bring it up. No, I watched, I think it was the fourth installment of the Pirates of the Caribbean series.
Oh, yes, you did.
And I feel it's worthy to at least briefly discuss, and I can do so without spoilers, I think.
Go for it, because you know what I did as soon as you turned it on?
You went to sleep.
I put on my Music Cozy sleep headband. I put on some ASMR, and I was out.
You didn't want any spoilers.
Yeah, exactly.
The actual, it's not me talking, the movie's on. Damn it, she's out.
All right, tell us what you want us to know about that one.
Here's the thing. I love this character of Jack Sparrow that Johnny Depp, Hundo P, is the sole creator of. It wasn't written. He created the character.
Yeah, and for what it's worth, like, of the Pirates of the Caribbean series, like, you willingly, voluntarily just, like, rewatch a lot of those.
Yeah.
You don't rewatch much, but you'll watch a Pirates of the Caribbean.
I like that character a lot.
Would you like to know, side note, trivia? I've been to Disney World four times. I don't know if I've ever mentioned that before.
More than once. You use it to slut shame me regularly.
I use it to vacation shame you. Childhood shame you? I don't know.
All of them. All of the shamings.
I went twice when I was a child, and I've been twice as an adult. Of all of the rides in the Magic Kingdom of Disney World in Florida, Pirates of the Caribbean has had my heart from the beginning. From the very first time I went on that ride when I was like 11 years old, it was my favorite ride, hands down.
Is that the one where, like, when you go into the tunnel, they put you in a headlock and pour a bottle of rum down your throat?
That's why I
love
it.
That's why you like it?
Yeah, and speaking of rum, I poured a little bottle for myself of the...
You poured, yes, literally the rest of the bottle.
Kirk and Sweeney's.
It's a great rum.
Dominican rum. It's a sipping rum.
It's an excellent rum. Don't mix this.
Do not mix this under any circumstances.
Wildly wealthy and are just I've got to find a way to spend money.
Yeah.
It is delightful.
It is so good. It is a sipping rum. It's Kirk and Sweeney.
Something they do maintains, it's literally like maybe they soaked it in the actual sugar cane.
Maybe so. It's so good.
Farmy greenness and sweetness.
Yeah. I've gotten us off track. Let's go back to the movie that you watched.
It's okay. I loosely enjoyed the movie. This was the first one that I noticed where the character that I love the most, Captain Jack Sparrow, he was like an afterthought. There was, I don't know, if I'm just going to like non-verifiably throw a percentage on, I'm saying he's 30% of the movie.
Well, that's a bummer if that's what you're tuned in for.
Yeah, and then there's all this other stuff. And it wasn't that the other stuff was bad. It was just I came in wanting a Captain Jack fix.
Yeah.
And still good, but I'm very contemplative about this in the moment, and I don't know where to turn.
You wanted Captain Jack, you got Captain Who Cares.
I got Captain Slapjack Ass instead. I don't know, even know who that is. Is he even a captain? If he is, not my boat. Or ship, rather. It's a ship, damn it.
Alrighty. I'm glad you remembered to mention that. Something that we've been watching that we found on the old Netflix, By chance.
Or is it chance? Did they force it down our throats until we're like, fine, I'll watch it?
But it's 50-50. The reason they forced it down our throats, and it's warranted on their part, is because you and I went through a little run where we just kept watching stand-up specials.
Yeah,
and then Netflix was like, wait. Do you guys like comedy?
You like funny things? Here's what we think's funny.
Yeah. So the comedian, who you do admittedly think is funny, I do too.
I do. In his own unique way.
Yes. The comedian Bert Kreischer.
Yes.
I think that's how you say his last name. I'm just making a stab at it.
It's hard. Everybody says it differently.
Yeah.
If you don't know who he is by name, and you've watched some comedy over the years, he's the guy who always does his stand-up with no shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not an attractive physique.
Nope. He has no body shame at all. None. Or he has a lot and he overcompensates by just being naked as much as possible.
That's probably actually what's happening.
Yeah. You and I have enjoyed his stand-up before.
Yeah.
And so he's got this like sort of loosely reality show. I mean, it's pretty scripted, if we're being honest. Yeah. Parts of it are really scripted.
He's definitely performing.
Yeah. And it's called The Cabin. The context of this show is that Bert Kreischer just works too much and he's burned out and he needs a break. So he goes to like rent a cabin in the woods outside of Malibu, California. And
he's really rough in it.
Yeah, he's really rough in it in this very, very well appointed, very luxurious cabin.
Within miles of every. Yeah,
absolutely. He's got a whole filming crew there. He ain't rough in it. They probably have craft services set up and all that. Yeah. But so.
How else could he keep up his figure?
Exactly. He invites in different comedian friends of his and they do things like they have little challenges. The whole overarching concept is that Bert Kreischer is like, I need to heal my mind, body, and soul.
Yes. So and then not all comedians, because that's he true. Did have Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner was on there, yes, and she's not traditionally a comedian, but that was a very entertaining episode. But the concept being like he's trying all of these different like ways of healing mind, body, and soul.
Yes.
And so it involves things like coffee enemas and waxing his butthole. And it's just a lot. Listen, you guys.
It's not soft.
No, it's not. This show is funny, but there is so much nudity of Bert Kreischer. Yeah. That's it. Nobody else gets nude.
I don't think there's any wiener shots. No, like but they blur out
stuff. There's so much butt.
And then his whole naked torso.
Yeah, there's a lot of skin and it's not sexy.
Yeah. No.
There's a lot of weird, awkward situations, but you and I have really been enjoying it.
It's very light and entertaining. And so if you fell asleep watching it, you're not going to feel like you need to go back and find where you left off. It's just like, okay.
Exactly. You know, it's like, it's definitely one of those shows where if you're just wanting something to watch, it's not going to like probably change your life. There are some moments, I think, in each episode that get a little bit deeper, a little bit more real conversation, but
for
mostly,
like 15 seconds.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mostly it's these like gimmicks of things that he's trying that are very awkward. And then the comedians that he's invited there or his friends.
Yeah.
Basically, loosely. Are reacting to what he's doing. Yeah.
Now, some of them are better than others in that they're willing to experience what's going on.
Yes.
And then others are just like, I honestly think, so defensive and scared that they just can't stop.
That's true.
Trying to break it up with comedy.
Voxer is just freaking out on us.
You're fired. That was your Voxer.
Yep. Good producing. Sorry, everyone. That was extremely loud.
That was rude. That was inconsiderate. And I'm sorry to all the awesomes.
I forgot to.
All those who are just thinking about being awesome that happen to stumble across this and are like, what the hell am I listening to?
I forgot to do not disturb us. You know, I think that you make a great point. Because as you're watching these people on camera, and he's like all in on whatever the thing is, he is all in it. The people who are either defensive about it or just like standoffish, it kind of goes back to, well, you weren't a theater kid in high school.
Time.
No, you weren't. But I was.
You
and
don't have to be in the theater to live it.
I remember the direction being like, if you're not all in on however cheesy you think it is, however campy, however over the top you think it is, if you're not all in, you actually end up looking more stupid.
That's right. You're the awkward one.
Exactly. You make it more awkward when you're not doing the thing. If you're like sold out to it, if you're committed to whatever the thing is, then you end up looking like you're performing. And so I think that really comes through in these different episodes.
Agreed.
Where the people that are like so resistant and weird about it are the ones that end up being like, why did you even do this?
Yes, you've wasted everyone's time. I hope you didn't get paid or that your house burns down. No, I didn't say that.
Mm. Anyway, it's called The Cabin. It's with Bert Kreischer. It's on Netflix. And it's not for children's entertainment at all.
Unless your kids are more advanced than you are.
Some of them are.
It's possible, then it's okay.
Okay, we also found on a streaming platform. Was it on Hulu?
I cannot remember if it was Hulu or Netflix or where it was. I mean, we spend the majority of our time on Netflix, Hulu, Prime, in that order. Mm-hmm. And then we have Disney Plus and other...
HBMO. HBMO? What the hell?
It's like
what the hell?
HBO, but it's also... it's also a health organization with the MO portion.
Yes, it's an HMO.
Yeah, it helps you stay healthy while you watch smut. That's what I'm about.
Yes.
Keep it healthy.
Exactly. We found Dazed and Confused. You found it.
Yeah. I found it. I think you had assumed last night that I might fall asleep.
Yes.
And so you left so that you wouldn't disturb that hope in a dream.
Yes.
But it didn't happen.
No.
And I found Dazed and Confused, and I watched about a third of it. And then I was like, I talked to myself often. I was like, hey, bud, doesn't seem like you're going to be falling asleep anytime soon. So I texted you that I'd found it, and I restarted it when you came up.
Yes, it's true. It's true. And it was, do you think that movie holds up?
Yeah.
It does.
It does. It does.
You know who's a dick in real life and in that film? And
I
you can
do.
Just see it. He's like not even acting.
Yes. Mr. J-Lo.
Mr. J-Lo. Ben Affleck. He's so obnoxious.
He should change his name to Assfleck.
He's so obnoxious in that film.
He's
and I feel
a turd.
Like I feel like it really is where you get just like a true picture of like this is what Ben Affleck
right.
is like in
he
real
wasn't
life.
Acting at that point.
Nope.
He didn't know how.
We were talking about how when Dazed and Confused came out in 1993, that really there was not a big star to that cast. Even Ben
right.
Affleck wasn't
right.
Well,
nobody,
known.
Nobody. On
Matthew
that.
McConaughey,
right,
barely coming up yet.
And look at how many careers there were. We recognized even last night, and we've had to have watched this 20 times over the years.
Mm-hmm.
We even recognized last night.
Mila Jovanovich.
Yep. Who was in The Fifth Element and Untold Other Things.
The zombie movies you like that's based
yeah.
on the video game.
Yep, yep. Resident Evil
yes.
stuff.
Yeah.
What did you ever look up the other guy's name? The Benjamin character from...
Nope, can't remember.
Okay, well, there's a guy that also is in the movie Road Trip, which
yeah.
is something we've also recently watched. Mm-hmm. He was in there. And then... I suck at names. There's a I'd watched A Beautiful Mind.
Oh.
Or I'd started watching it after
really?
This and you fell asleep.
Yeah.
And one of the characters was in that.
Yeah.
Even. I was like, wow.
Yeah. That film definitely launched some careers for some of those kids.
Yep.
For sure. It's just really... You know, we watched it. I watched it for the first time when I was in college, so it had already been out for a few years by the time I watched it. But it's a very fascinating look at a 90s look at 70s culture, and then to look at it in 2022 eyes is just very fascinating.
Indeed.
Okay. Any other watches that you can think of?
Not that come to mind, but I'll obviously interrupt you if I think of anything.
Okay. Feel free to. Listening. Last week, you mentioned how much you enjoy the song Something About Sunshine.
That's the name of it?
Nope. You tell me.
I don't know because I don't remember things
Jeez-o
like that.
Jeez-o. It's by Michael Franti and Spearhead.
Yes.
And we talked about it last week, so I'm going to give it a little
Your
Spotify search.
Spot-a-googing it, googifying it, duck-duck.
It's called The Sound of Sunshine.
The Sound of Sunshine. It came up. I had picked a, I think it's, maybe now you talk while I look and see what this playlist was
mm-hmm.
called, because it wasn't my playlist.
Well, the thing is.
Happy Mix.
Okay. Here's the thing. You don't need freaking Sirius XM. You don't
no.
need a local radio station, which isn't local anymore. It's
yeah,
all a conglomerate.
Right. It's all clear something, clear channel communications.
Yeah.
I don't know, something.
You and your Spotify are one. You have come into complete alignment
no,
with
no,
each
no,
other.
No, no, no. That's way too far. What
You're...
we are is comfortably awkward around each other.
I don't think that's right.
That's about as far as it goes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I think
yes.
your Spotify wants to define the relationship a little more than
well,
you do.
She probably does, but
You're like a
I'm
little
not
hesitant.
Ready.
You're
I'm
still...
yours.
Well, thank you. I do feel like your Spotify does know you really well.
It tries to.
Serves up some
now,
great music for you.
I mean, I only share with you the things that it got semi-right.
That's true.
There's plenty of things that it's like, what the hell are you talking about, Spotify?
Mm-hmm.
You're smoking them drugs. Now, the happy, what did I say? Happy Mix?
Is happy that, Mix.
Happy Mix. And I would assume that's available for everyone.
If it's a Spotify-created playlist, then yes, yes it is.
That's where I first ran across this song, this Michael Franti song. What's it called again?
The Sound of Sunshine.
Sunshine in my cellar, John Denver.
Yep, that's the one.
I shared it with you, and then what'd you come right back with?
I was like, I was listening to it, and I was like, I know who this is. And then I went and found that he sings the very popular viral song from, what did we discover?
2013,
2014,
yeah,
like when
the
twins were babies.
I'd never heard it back then, because, we were just trying to survive.
Just trying to live. Say Hey, I Love You.
Great song.
It is a great song.
Very, very positive. Both of them very positive, very peppy, very, very uplifting, very happy, as it were, for the mix.
Very happy for the mix. Now, something historic, monumental happened in the world of listening in our lives this week. I pleaded with you to listen to a podcast episode.
Oh, geez, here we go again.
And rather than resisting it,
I never resist.
What?
Tell the true story.
If I ask you one time, you're interested in it. If I ask you two times, you will never listen to it.
That's not the true
story.
Here's the true story.
Okay.
Yesterday afternoon, as we sat out on the back porch, several drinks in to the afternoon, you were like, well, can I just play it now? I don't even want to talk to you. I'm stuck out here with you. Can I just play this podcast? And what did I tell you?
Send it to me. I will listen to it later because I'm in no mood.
That is not what I said. And thank you. Thank you for loving me.
That was the subtext of what you said.
So seen right now.
You said, I don't feel good. I can't pay attention right now. Send me the link and I'll listen to it later.
But that isn't all that I said. I said, I don't feel well.
Yes.
I will not be able to focus, but because you recommended it, and this is often my response, because you recommended it, I give great value to this, and I will not give it a half-ass listen.
Mm-hmm.
I will be in my prime when I listen, because you recommended it.
Okay.
And so I didn't say no. I said, not until we're married. I will not let you touch it until we're married, is what I said. You fiend. And I did listen to it, damn it, this morning, because when I woke up, I was feeling present and focused and all of that hours before any of the other humans in our house woke up.
It's true.
And I went up and listened to it.
You did. And I appreciate it so much.
Doesn't even matter what it is now. The people are all vomiting in their car seats for those who were commuting or dropping kids off while they listened. And some people just ran out to their cars to throw up. It's the best place to throw up. It's the easiest to clean. It's the easiest to clean. Throw up in your car seat. Do it. Now.
It's the worst.
It is the worst.
You've never, and I mean never, cleaned up vomit out of a car. Have you?
Not in a car.
Exactly.
But I've helped clean vomit off of the side of a car. That's a whole other story. It was cold outside, and it froze to the side of the car as somebody had leaned out the window and vomited.
Holy hell.
Been drinking Purple Hooters. And if you ever go to a bar, ask for one. If they don't know what it is, act like they're an idiot and you leave.
Okay.
But some places know. But they are, in fact, purple in color. And so there was purple vomit frozen all down the side of my friend's Isuzu Trooper.
Where were you that it was freezing? I'm just putting you on the spot. I can't imagine where you were with this friend who loves a Purple Hooter.
It was Fort Worth.
Okay.
And it isn't common to be freezing there, but it was in this instance. It happened occasionally. Remember one time while we were there, there was a snowstorm and one coach came and picked us all up and
I forgot about
drove
that.
Us into the office because we were all like, I only got two wheels to drive. He has four.
That's true. Okay. What the hell? Okay, Crypto Island.
Yes, that was the podcast
that
led us down this ugly path.
I mentioned this last week, but then it became even more time sensitive because if you don't track with headlines,
if you don't trade crypto, what the hell are you doing with your life?
Well, you're doing the right thing, apparently.
Well,
this past week, there was a massive crash in cryptocurrency markets. Is that a safe and fair thing to say?
I feel like massive is an unfair statement in relation to the natural undulations of the crypto markets, but that's fine.
Okay.
did a lot of people lose money this past week in
crypto? A lot of people lost money, but a lot of people lose money every week.
In various markets or in crypto?
In various markets and various things because of dumbness.
You heard it here first, Riz.
I will not back down from that statement.
Okay. Well, if you have been like, what is going on with all of this? And you would like a short overview of one specific kind of crypto that tanked in the past week.
Do you want me to spoil it and tell the story or just let it ride?
If you want to tell the story, that's fine. Can I just at least say the name of the podcast episode if people want to
Never. Yes.
First, if they want to like primary source it?
I won't spoil it. I'll just speak to the, but yes, yeah, say the name.
PJ Votes, Crypto Island, the recipe. What the hell? What is wrong with me? The episode is called The Lunatic Who Crashed Crypto.
So there's no recipes.
No, I'm sorry.
Other than in there, there's a recipe for failing.
Yeah.
Listen. Yeah.
Give us the recipe for failure.
Here's why people fail, both investing and trading.
Okay.
It's really easy to find a reason to buy something.
Mm-hmm.
Once you own it, most people go in just with a reason to buy it and own it, but they don't go in with an idea before they've bought to say, well, this is when that decision would be wrong.
Okay.
And nobody likes to be wrong.
Nope.
People hate to be wrong.
It feels embarrassing.
It feels embarrassing. The only time people can tolerate being wrong is when there's a mass group of people that have all been wrong at once. And then you don't feel, well, look, everybody else did it too. So you don't feel like quite the dum-dum.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, this is a real thing. There's more psychology to investing than most people would ever give credit towards.
Yeah.
A bunch of people playing the crypto game in this instance. It could be any market, but it was the crypto game in this case. They had assumed, they knew it wasn't. They knew this wasn't true, but they assumed one space within there as a safe haven to store their money rather than in between trades, taking it to a bank and
yeah.
then back into the account and trading stuff. Because it's a hassle, right? And as long as things are working well, it's nice to avoid the hassle.
For sure.
On things. But, yeah, it ultimately proved that it wasn't, in fact, the safe haven.
Yeah.
They all knew it wasn't, but were trying to convince themselves that it was.
Right.
And things cratered in a magnificent way. And when things start to fall apart,
mm-hmm.
here's another interesting phenomenon in the world of investing. When there's indecision about buying, then You wait, or you buy a little now and wait maybe a little later, and you eke your way in. But when it truly comes to a catastrophic point of selling,
mm-hmm.
there's no decision. There's no way. You're like, sell it all now.
Right.
Well, when enough people do that, that's selling pressure.
Yeah.
And it causes the price to plummet even further, which triggers the next round of people's threshold of tolerance. And so I think probably the most accurate comparison I've ever heard made is that typically markets move up like an escalator and down like an elevator.
Oh, that's very insightful.
It's pretty accurate to how things look if you ever bother to look at a chart or a graph on things. And that's what happened. You know, people panic and sell a chunk, and that would trigger the next level of panic and selling. And so prices just plummeted like a free fall.
Okay. Well,
not quite going negative. But I mean, here's another thing. Back, I believe it was in 2020, and this is a recent article as well that's come up in other news sources. There was a group in somewhere in the UK, and I cannot remember exactly where, maybe Essex. I don't know. I may have just pulled that out of my nethers, but wherever it was, these guys literally in the course of 24 to 48 hours made hundreds of millions, just somewhere between $750 million and $1 billion
mm-hmm.
by shorting oil. And there was, though nobody remembers it, nobody cares, whatever, there was a brief moment on one day in 2020 where literally the price of the commodity of West Texas Intermediate Oil, which is how that's traded, went negative.
Oh, no.
Meaning you would have to pay someone to take it from you. Oh, negative.
That's bad.
And
that's
they
bad
made
news.
A lot of money. They've all moved on with their lives, but now all of a sudden there's an investigation, blah, 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 blah. But that's not the important point. The important point is that many, many different markets can go very haywire in a very short amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're positioned incorrectly, you're part of the mayhem.
Right.
As you scramble to escape. If you're positioned right, you're done. You won your lottery.
Yep. You got a George Costanza it. Just like stand up, walk away from the table and be like, I'm done.
Or lean hard into the table when you're on the right side.
Mm.
One of the two.
Mm.
Speaking of leaning hard into tables or countertops, oh, I've been meaning to bring this up for weeks.
Oh, scared. Okay.
So,
how would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I don't know. Maybe I'm the oddball here. That's possible.
Highly possible.
That's possible. Mm-hmm. When I brush my teeth, mm-hmm. do things at the bathroom sink, quite often, my not small belly presses into the countertop.
Okay.
When I'm at the kitchen sink doing things, belly pushes in, right?
Sure.
There's nothing more infuriating than when you have at least one person in your family. And we've got seven here, so odds are somebody's going to be that person that leaves a bunch of water all over the countertop. So you lean in to do something, then you pull back and you got a big wet circle on your shirt.
Big old wet spot right on the belly.
Hopefully it's your shirt, depending on the height of the counter. It could be your private regions.
Oh my.
Which is even worse. And this happened to me and I was infuriated.
Whoa.
And then at the same time I was like, well, thank God that wasn't in a public bathroom somewhere in between business meetings or whatever. So just like it's a life hack. Especially in public places. Don't ever let the front of your clothing touch the bathroom counter.
That's good advice for life.
Yeah.
I can get on board with that.
Okay. Has nothing to do with crypto, but it's there.
Okay. Well, whew, that was a lot. I don't understand crypto at all, but I find listening
Nobody does.
To Crypto Island to be very fascinating, even still. Hey, you know what's stupid?
Yes, lots of things.
Specifically,
humanity in part, none of the awesomes, but many of the people they know.
Yes. Specifically for us this week, we went from, or I guess I should say this past week, we went from our kids having to wear like sweaters and sweatshirts to school in May to like within days we're sweltering. Oklahoma doesn't know how to regulate itself on temperature.
It doesn't.
And it definitely doesn't understand how spring is supposed to
there
work.
There were days where I left to take the girls to school and it was in the 40s. And when I left that afternoon to pick anybody up, it was in the mid 80s.
Yep.
That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. And that is spring in Oklahoma. So that's been happening. But Oklahoma's like, well, how about summer is now? You like summer?
Why did besides the fact that it was like, here's land for free if you can run fast, why did anybody settle here? When you could be on the East Coast And many places along the East Coast just vary by 10 to 15 degrees throughout the entirety of the year, and mm-hmm. it only rarely ever freezes. And why isn't Miami instead of New York the bustling center of the entire United States?
I don't know. Why are you looking at me like I have the answer to this?
Well, I mean, I feel like you were part of the
people
that voted for this.
I mean, Alexander Hamilton has a huge
role
to play in this. But
Jorge Washington?
Yeah.
That's George for you non-Spanish speakers.
When you're talking about rarely freezing, you're talking about the southern part of the East Coast.
Oh, well, yeah.
Because everyone from, like, D.C. north is like, wait just a damn minute.
Yeah, we're stupid up here. We're cold and humid.
Okay. Now, let the record show Kyle hates cold weather entirely. He thinks it is stupid.
So, what purpose does it serve?
I don't know. Take it up with God.
Maybe it kills COVID. I don't know. But evidently, that shit didn't work out so well, did it?
No.
Sorry.
So now we're
sorry. I'm going to calm it down. You got
cold
me revved
for no
up
reason.
A little bit. I hate cold.
You know what you do love?
Yeah.
Taking
the sunshine and the warmth
and
cigars.
And the sound of
booze,
sunshine.
The sound of sunshine, the song.
You also love to take care of your people when they're sick.
Feed on OnlyFans. Sorry. People. Sick people.
Wait, does OnlyFans...
I love sick people.
So OnlyFans have a feed? Like, you log in, it's like social media?
I don't know. I've honestly never visited there. I don't know anything about it.
I grow more and more curious every week.
I am, too. I'm curious.
I was going to try to get you to talk about is the fact that when your people are sick, you go into healing mode.
I do.
You are not one to lay on hands. You're not even necessarily
I don't like to touch people. I don't like people touching me.
Right. You're not one to necessarily go to the chapel and pray. When it comes to healing,
yeah.
You have
I
one
cook.
Modality.
I cook. This is my spiritual language mm-hmm. is cooking. So our five sick children, there are five of them and they're all sick.
Yep.
I made a chicken soup today.
Yeah.
Super simple. It was chicken, celery, carrot, onion.
Bell pepper.
That was the ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
I heavily, heavily seasoned the chicken with salt, pepper, garlic, paprika. And then I skillet cooked it. And as it was pretty well seared at that point, dumped in some white wine because mm-hmm. that's delicious, and a healthy dose of turmeric because that's theoretically healing.
Right.
Cooked all that up. In the meantime, I reduced down those vegetables, cooking them in oil and butter. A little more turmeric in there, a lot more garlic in there, if we're being honest. Garlic's good too. Dumped it all in, simmered it for about 2.5 hours, and even Nico, who is more concerned with pooping and different things in life, he stopped me not once, not twice, 3 times, which I guess makes me a lady, to tell me, Dad, this is good.
Yes, he loved it. He was giving me thumbs up. He was giving you effusive compliments.
Mm-hmm.
He was totally into it. Everybody ate it. Everybody was thankful.
It was good soup. Kids, even Kylo Ren would have liked it.
Yes. The virus that the children seem to have is, it's got a little sore throat component.
And
everyone's got a sore throat.
Evidently, really invasive projectile coughing.
Nico coughed
preferably
in your
faces.
Face. Nico coughed right in your face earlier, which you did not enjoy. Like full open mouth, no coverage,
mm-hmm.
no filter, no nothing, cough in the face.
Mm-hmm.
As only a toddler can do. Speaking of cooking, earlier this week or earlier last week, time is so relative, and
yeah.
I forget what week we're in. Last week, it was the end of the week.
Last Friday?
Yeah, last Friday. We're coming to the end of the week. You and I have been, we haven't even talked about this, but you and I have done a pretty drastic carb reduction.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're discovering some things about your body reacting to carbs and gluten and blah,
yep.
blah.
I may very well be developing celiac. I don't know.
Developing or have had it. We don't know yet.
Something's going on. I'm unhealthy is where we're going.
Yeah. So we've been eating pretty reduced to zero carb situation. You more zero than me.
Yeah.
And yet we had a little friend come over. Daisy's best friend came
yeah.
over for dinner. Well, she came over to hang out, and she was like, oh, I'll stay for dinner. When she heard what we were having,
yes,
which was orange chicken
from a box at the grocer.
Mm-hmm, from a box
of the
from
grocer's.
The grocer's Costco. Box. I like to call it Costco.
It's the fancier version.
Yes, Costco. Orange chicken. I like to cook. You did all of this. Okay, mm-hmm. You cooked up some broccoli. I usually like to cook it in butter, but you were like, no, I'll do all of it.
Well,
just get out of here.
You had a great term for what we did.
What was it?
Where did it? There.
Oh, yeah, we gave it. Well, you gave the orange chicken a glow up.
A glow up.
Yeah.
I didn't even know I could do that.
You did it.
But I did it.
Explain how you did it.
Okay. Anything that comes battered and honestly pre-cooked, all that stuff, because they were just like, throw it in the oven to warm it up.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to do, literally. I was like, it's fine, yeah, we'll just put it in the oven, don't worry about it.
It's soggy, it's not pristine.
Right? Yeah.
But if you will, fry it yourself. Yeah. It's already cooked, you're just frying to re-crisp, reheat, do things. We have a stock pot, a cast iron, delightful stock pot, put some oil in there, fried it to heat it up. It had the prepackaged crappy sauce, all that, but it's better. So much better that way. And then we accompanied it with rice, and when your rice is done cooking, throw a stick of butter in there and some salt on it. And then did a skillet cook of broccoli, again, a little butter, a little olive oil, salt, pepper, all the things. And it was really, I didn't eat any of it. From what I gathered, it was really good.
Very tasty. Very good. The kids went on and on about how good.
You can take crap and you can glow it up, because that was a garbage beginning that turned into
Don't insult Costco like that.
Costco, you sell the garbage.
Now, lest anyone think that every single cooking adventure around here is a win, you had something happen that I rarely see happen.
It's not often, but when I fail, I do so in epic fashion.
To the point you make your own self sick.
Made my own self sick.
So we are trying, you and I, mm-hmm. are really trying to focus on lots of protein, lots of fat, lots of good, healthy nutrients in what we're eating.
Which would include, then, if you're being uber responsible, not uber the car thing, but like super. Germanly super mm-hmm. responsible, you'd include organ meats.
Yeah, which we've never done before.
I don't know in my life that I've ever had liver, heart, any of these organs that are supposedly packed with interesting nutrients and minerals and vitamins that are not present in muscle meats.
Or placenta.
I just vomited in my throat a little.
So, speaking of vomiting, you went out to your friend Keith's house a couple of weeks ago. He lives on an actual working ranch. They got actual working food in the freezer from the butcher. It has never hit a grocery store shelf.
Yeah, they buy a quarter side of beef at a time. They've got freezers and stuff everywhere. And he'd commented, just as we conversated, that they'd bought a quarter side, not realizing. So it's an interesting living situation. There's a couple families out there.
Yeah, on same
and
property.
They share a lot of things, kind of a co-living. It's not a freaky sexual cult or anything.
No,
they share facilities and stuff and things. And so somebody bought a quarter side, not realizing that somebody else had also just bought a quarter side. Mm-hmm. They actually had to go get another freezer.
Oh, dang.
To house all the
that's
meats.
A lot of beef.
And then he was commenting about how, you know, we've got stuff in there we'll never eat. And he'd referenced the liver. Now, just recently, earlier that same week, I had read an article saying, hey, we all know that liver, heart, these things, there is an incredible health benefit to eating them, and they taste no good.
Mm-hmm.
So you can tell your butcher that you'd like to, Tommy boy, stick your head in his ass and see a T-bone. I don't know how that goes.
Very you slim, can, slim minority of the people who are listening got that.
That
yes.
was from the movie Tommy Boy. Mm-hmm. You can tell your butcher to grind up those organs with your hamburger meat and receive it in a palatable fashion. And I thought, well, hey, I got a Cuisinart. And so he was going to throw those livers away.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, I'll take them. Then I paused and I was like, you know what? Just give me one.
Just give me one.
Let's.
And Keith was like, "Are you sure, dog?"
Into these tulips. Yeah, yeah. He was like, "All right, if you like to eat out of a dumpster." And so he gave me a liver. I brought it home. We thought about it for a week. Mm-hmm. And then the fateful day came. Mm-hmm. Thawed it out. It was literally frozen hard enough to bludgeon someone with. Thawed it out. Ran it through the food processor. And if you've never handled organ meat before, and maybe this is unique to liver and not like the other organs, I don't know, because this is the first organ meat that I've handled besides my own. And never mind. Just skip past that part. After I'd run it through the food processor, it was almost like the consistency of Concord grape jelly.
Yeah, but let's back up for a second, because you told me when you first got it out of the package, what did it feel like
when
to
I
you?
First touched it, it felt like a skinned snake. Mm-hmm. I've never handled a skinned snake, but it's what I would imagine one felt
like. That's what your mind went to.
So already things you weren't well in the homeland.
You were squicked out from the minute you opened that package.
Yeah. Slimy. It was not something people should be eating.
That's where the slippery slope of fail began, is when you first touched it. And then you did it. You ran it through the food processor. It looked like Concord grape jelly.
I had 3 pounds of Wagyu hamburger.
Oh, yeah.
Such a delight.
High dollar, living right.
And I'm like, I don't ever do anything small.
No.
That's why the fails are epic. Mm-hmm. I mixed it all together. I made hamburger patties out of it. I cooked them in a skillet and served them. I think it was you, me, and Daisy that ate them.
Yeah.
Both of you were like, it's fine.
Tasted like hamburger patties to me.
Perfectly fine.
Here's your perfectly normal pancakes, kids.
I put a bite in my mouth and I chewed about 3 times, and my stomach hollered up through the esophagus and said, "F that! You get that out of there, or I will vomit in your car."
Said a big damn no.
Yeah. It was not good. There was a funk in the flavor. There was a texture that was not right. I had to spit it out, and I don't even know. I didn't eat for like another 3 hours after that, because it was just like, nope.
Yep, it's true.
And I didn't overload the patties with liver. It was probably like one eighth, maybe.
Yeah,
of the content.
It was very little in there. Daisy and I both were just like, "Dad." I mean, she calls you Dad. I don't call you Dad.
Well, not in front of the kids.
In front of the kids. We both were like, "These are literally perfectly normal hamburger patties." Mm-mm. We got no weird taste to it, no weird texture. Were like violently in convulsions in the corner, and we were just eating them, and it was fine.
My taste, my sense of taste, and my mouthfeel of things are hypersensitive. That's part of what makes me a good cook.
Yeah.
But it's also, this was, dare I say, this was worse than the barbecue tuna incident.
What?
I would rather.
I'm out of the dungeon on that?
No.
Like you.
You just have an underling in the dungeon with you.
Will I ever get out of the dungeon on that?
No.
Oh, man.
You are out of the dungeon, but it has to stay there.
Barbecue tuna is at the bottom, or does the liver
burger go underneath? Well, it's one above the liver. Now the liver serves barbecue tuna in the dungeon.
So between the two, if somebody put a plate of barbecue tuna in front of you and a plate with the liver mixed in hamburger patty,
barbecue tuna.
You would?
Absolutely.
Okay. I was even going to like make it like your life depends on it. I was going to make it really high stakes, but you just jumped in and said, nope.
Done.
Okay.
If it was like, your kids will die if you don't eat this liver burger, there'd be a lot of soul searching.
And a lot of hesitation.
Yeah.
And a lot of retching and gagging along the way.
Looking for a sharp object to try to fight my way out first. Any solution other than that.
So just so you guys know, not every single meal around here is like Kyle prancing around the kitchen in victory.
No, right.
Yeah, running circles through the house.
If you want to win big, you got to be ready to fail too.
Okay. All right. And again, I will raise my hand from the diners of that and just be like, it wasn't that bad, honestly. But to you, it was. And that's all you can do.
Yeah.
You have another story, and I think this was actually kind of,
I feel like I'm cheating you.
Well, I've got a little story coming up, but let's hear about an interesting thing that you experienced at a gas station. Listen.
Okay.
The gas station situation in Oklahoma City. We don't have come and goes here.
No.
We barely have Casey's, although...
We have come and stays.
Have you noticed that all the Casey's, remember we've talked about this, that all of our Circle K's got converted into, bought out by Casey.
Yeah.
And then we weren't that impressed, but now Casey is like redoing all of the Casey's.
Well, they're feeling threatened by OnQ.
OnQ is reigning supreme. I think OnQ is only Oklahoma City based.
OnQ didn't even look to find anybody's names first. They're just kicking ass.
We love OnQ. Yeah. My kids love OnQ.
I'd sleep in the floor there.
Yes.
If I had to. If they'd let me, they probably would.
Actual favorite. I don't think it's even exists outside of Oklahoma City. If you maybe live not. Somewhere that has an OnQ, it's like Quick Trip, only it's OnQ.
It's quicker and it's nicer.
Yes, it is. Anyway.
They're pristine.
You were not in an OnQ. You were not even at a Casey's. Nope. You were at,
I think it was a 7-Eleven.
Some rando 7-Eleven somewhere in Oklahoma City.
A 7-10. It used to be a 7-Eleven. They lost their franchise.
They
downgraded. Yeah, they're just a 7-10.
You are driving Lola, as you are prone to do.
Yes. Well, I dropped Daisy off at a music lesson on a Saturday and was like, I got 30 minutes and I don't want to sit in front of this jackleg's house. Mm-hmm. And that, by the way, feel free to use jackleg as a semi-insult that nobody really knows what it means. It's a good one.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, well, I got to go do something. So I drove. I hadn't had enough coffee at that time. I drove and found the 7-10 and... went as I was parking, there was a guy standing out front, and I couldn't tell if he was an employee or just a rando or whatever, but I only noticed him because he was staring me down like we were getting ready to make out.
Oh, shoot.
It was pretty aggressive.
Yeah. And he was staring you down or Lola down?
That I was going to say. In fact, it wasn't me. It was the Jeep.
Yes.
Lola, the Jeep. And when I got out, he'd asked some question. I have a grill insert that is the pirate flag of Jack Rackham.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Rather than a crossbone and skulls, it's cross sabers and a skull.
Yeah.
And I had it done on red because red's a nice compliment and fits with other trim work on Lola.
Who is Mojito Green?
She's Mojito Green with some red trim.
Yeah.
It's a pretty sharp looking deal.
Yeah.
He started asking questions about the grill immediately. I felt accosted. I felt very... invaded upon all of that, but I was just like, yeah, things and stuff, whatever.
Let the record show. If you're new to Awesome Today, and if you are, welcome.
Yeah.
Kyle is introvert among introverts in the sense he's not a big fan of the small talk.
And not with strangers.
The stranger interaction. Whereas
stranger danger. I grew up in the 80s. I could have been kidnapped at the 17.
I should have been kidnapped as much as I make small talk with strangers.
That's
it is,
true.
In fact, what I live for.
It's
However,
true.
You are on the opposite end of that spectrum.
Yeah,
so
I'll never get kidnapped.
Yeah, no.
Ever.
We're like, that guy's a dud.
Yeah.
He won't even make conversation.
We can't get him over here for the free candy. Evidently, he's anti-candy.
So he's talking you up. You're wishing I was there to deflect and absorb the conversation.
I managed to blow by him. I get my coffee. I get up to the register, and lo and behold, he is the sole employee of the place.
Yes.
Now, here's where honestly my heart melted and hurt a little bit.
Okay.
As I'm standing at the register, and I'm for the first time really, because I've just been trying to dodge.
Mm-hmm.
And get past him originally. But as I'm standing at the register, there's nobody else in the store. There's nobody waiting in line or anything. And he starts... I'm getting my first real look at him.
Yeah.
As he's starting to tell me all about his car. He's asking me questions still back and forth about the Jeep. And he's telling me all about his car, including pulling up pictures of it on his phone to show me through the... protective barrier.
Oh, yes, the COVID
not really
protection.
Bulletproof glass and COVID protections.
Yeah.
Bless his heart. This guy, he's led a rough life.
Yeah.
He maybe had 3 complete teeth.
Yeah.
And he wasn't an old person. He was probably only mid-20s.
Oh, shoot.
But despite, this is just how I'm processing it as I'm there, despite whatever hell he's been through, He's not sitting at home asking for a handout. He's working.
Mm-hmm.
And
working
making
at
money.
At the 710.
At the 710 and getting his paycheck to upgrade his car and do stuff. And it was deeply uncomfortable for me because I'm not an extroverted person. But I swear I was there for a solid 7 minutes. Of deep exchange about vehicles and the pluses and minuses of this and that before, sweet Jesus, finally somebody came in that needed to be checked out. And I could say, like, okay, you have a good day, buddy. Goodbye. And got out. But that was my failing, not his. Just I was really touched in the moment by just humanity.
Yes, I know. It's true. That's why I know... I'm not just trying to tag onto your story here, but that's how I view every interaction. I freaking love to talk to people because the humanity is revealed in all of us.
It's true. It's true. And to expand whatever further on that, it's not just the humanity. It is truly, in my opinion, Your Honor, the divinity within each person that's just trying to awaken and to... stuff and things. So yeah, it was, I didn't tear up or anything, but I needed a moment before I could take off driving.
It's taken almost 25 years, but I'm finally winning you over to the dark side.
Nope.
Which is to say the light side of viewing everyone as fascinating.
Now I'll go the other way just because you said it. So GG.
So in your story, you felt awkward, okay? Can I tell you my story of awkwardness? You already know it.
Please do.
I'm going to regale the people. I have an iPhone 11 Pro.
That's awkward. There's so many new models since then.
There are so many. However, I love my iPhone. I really do. I love the 11 Pro. Now, I've had it so long that now its maximum battery capacity has sunk down to 90%. Yeah. So I got to fuel her up in the middle of the day.
I get to charge it 23 out of the 24 hours of the day.
But I really do love it. But something had been bothering me for a while, and I was getting growing agitation with it. And that was the fact that the screen was all cracked and...
spiderwebbed.
Yeah, spiderwebbed. And it was just annoying me. And I was like, I pay... First of all, I was like, damn no, because I pay... the stupid $10 a month for AppleCare.
Yeah, I don't, but you do.
I do, and I have AppleCare specifically because I am what we used to call back in the day...
a phone thrower.
No, I've never thrown it on purpose. I am klutzy. I am clumsy. Things happen that are accidental, but they cause damage to my belongings.
It's true.
And so I was like, damn no. I have been paying Apple all of this money since September of 2019... I was going to say 2019, when Nico was a mere infant. Now he's potty training.
Yeah.
Like, can I upgrade my phone screen, please? I was having this conversation with myself.
Can you hear the dog snoring, by the way?
It's loud invasive. And intrusive. I don't know if the people can hear it, but the bossies, they love their snoring. So I went on, click, click, tap, tap, to Apple help services.
AppleTurds.com.
Yeah, that's where you have to go. And made a little appointment for our local Apple store, the Genius Bar. I was like, I'm going to get my phone screen fixed is what
when
I'm going to do.
Walked in, were you like, all right, there's no way, just statistically speaking, that all of you can be geniuses. And I'm here for the genius.
I should have. Also, and this is even bigger, this is what pushed me over the edge. It wasn't just the cracked phone screen. Mm-hmm. It was the fact that back in March, I dropped my phone for real. And again, clumsiness in full effect. Wow. I dropped it and it broke the true depth camera, which allows your phone to recognize your face and open your phone for you.
Yeah.
So for like over 2 months, every single time I went to open my phone, I'm typing in my passcode like an idiot.
I'm using my fingers like a Neanderthal.
Exactly, like a Neanderthal. And I was like, I'm getting this fixed.
Cretan.
So I go
No offense to the Greek people or the Cretans, the Cretes.
Cretanites.
Cretanonians.
Yes.
Croutons.
I'd eat a crouton right now.
No.
Okay. I go in under the guise of getting my phone screen fixed. And so I sit down with my assigned genius. Mm-hmm. Very nice. He's looking at my phone. I'm telling him the things he's looking at. And he's like, okay, well, the first thing is he does his tip tap. Tippity tap 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 on his iPad.
Mm-hmm. Very pretentiously.
Yes.
Might I add.
No, he was very like low key about it, but you know, Apple is just low key.
Low key. Low key, the Greek Is mm-hmm. it Greek? No, he's Marvel.
No, something. That's Loki is of Norse.
Norse, yes. What? I'm an idiot.
But
stupid.
A major part of Marvel's yes. cinematic universe. Okay. He's like tip-tap on his like little iPad, getting me all fixed up. And he's like, okay, now I'm going to need to remove the screen protector. Do you want to keep it or should I throw it away? I was like, oh, you can throw it away.
I'd like to keep it. I have a memorial I've set up for old screen protectors.
Yes, exactly. So, Kyle, you already know this story.
I do.
This is one of the most humiliating moments of my life. I want to die when I think about it. He starts peeling off my screen protector. When I tell you, there was not a crack to be seen on my actual phone glass.
This is amazing, though.
It was my screen protector for literally years. Yeah. For literally years, I thought my screen was cracked underneath of the screen protector. And yeah. I was like, well, I'm just going to deal with it a little bit longer. No. The screen was immaculate. It was like fresh from the factory, just smooth as could be.
Well, I have a Me Too story.
Can I just tell you, though, that I was so embarrassed, and I was, like, about to die, and I told him out loud. I think if you are awkward and embarrassed, you should just say it out loud so we can all deal with it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed.
I have herpes. You throw all the shit so they don't know what to do.
Yeah. He was like, don't worry about it. It even has happened to me before, and I work with phones every day. I was dying. So you tell your story, and then I'll pick up where you leave off.
My story only began because your story happened.
Yes.
And my phone has been cracked forever. Mm-hmm. And listen, I'm not saying I'm perfect.
But
I'm pretty damn close. I don't drop my phone. Like, I will go 3 to 5 years at a time, and I won't drop my phone. Now, when I do, it's off of a skyscraper, and everything is completely screwed at that point.
Yes.
But I just don't drop
it. No, you're very careful. You're like naturally careful.
I'm very spatially aware.
That's what I was going to say. Your kinesthetic awareness, your awareness of your surroundings, it's like off the charts, whereas mine is underneath the chart.
That's probably not completely unfair.
Okay.
So you had your story, and I'm looking at mine, and I'm like, well, what the hell? And I don't completely peel it off because I don't have a replacement, but I kind of lightly pry it up, and look, my screen, pristine, nothing wrong with it. You ordered me a new screen protector thing, and it was in the process of replacing. And finally, I was able to look at just the old screen protector held up in the light, and it literally looked like two different places where a bullet had hit it and it fractured out from there.
Yes.
And so, what OMG. The hell kind of screen protector is this?
I know, right?
I didn't do anything. I didn't drop it. It did that on its own. It was just like, my job is to self-destruct in 3 seconds. It's garbage.
Okay. So back to the Apple store. So I'm like so embarrassed. And I was like, well, I actually, while I'm here, I do have this other legitimate problem.
Can you save my foot pictures? Don't lose those. It's my livelihood.
It's my kid's college fund. Please don't erase my foot pictures on my phone. I was like, I actually do have another legit problem. And I'm really embarrassed about the screen, but this is true. I broke the True Depth camera. Oh, I didn't say that. No, I didn't say I broke it. I said the True Depth camera, the True Depth thing on my phone has stopped working.
Yes.
No, I didn't take any ownership of it.
It went the way of Zuckerberg. It stopped working.
So he was like, oh, really? And he, again, tippity-tap-tap-tap on his iPad. And he's like, oh, we can get that fixed. And he, like, takes my phone with the screen protector off. He's looking at it. He's like, yeah, no, I can't see any damage that's happened to it. So yeah, we're going to go ahead and replace that again, knowing I've got
Hell
the
yeah,
Apple
key. Is.
And so they take it back a couple of hours later. I get it back. Kyle, when I tell you, my 11 Pro that I really do love, it's got the Hunter Green case and not whatever, the back, it's Hunter Green. I love it so much. It is like fresh. It's angelic. It's singing Hallelujah chorus to me daily.
Singing praises to Meg.
Yes. So I, of course, have to treat it right. So I went to Casetify.
Okay.
This is non-sponsored, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
But Casetify is one of those case companies that I see on social media all the time, especially TikTok. Mm-hmm. I got a brand new case. I went with, this time, the tempered glass screen protector instead of the
So you literally can shoot it with
yes.
high-velocity projectiles.
I even got a new pop socket. I feel like I have
a
brand new phone.
It's a special pop socket.
It's a special one in that you can actually just pop the whole entire thing off.
It clips. It must be the same company because it clips around their case.
Yeah.
But then you can just unclip it. And then if you want to walk around not looking like you have a little jar of Carmex in your pocket, you can take it off.
Absolutely. I'll put links in the show notes if you guys want to check them out. Again, totally unsponsored. I'm just so happy. I literally feel like my phone is brand new. And in the process, we got you a tempered glass.
Yes.
And?
We won't spoil it, but there is a new case coming for me. We'll talk about it next week.
Okay, you've got a treat on the way. I just popped off a nail, speaking of popping
good
things.
Good Lord.
I am loving my diamond holographic
press-ons. You lost it off the naughty finger.
I did. I love my diamond holographics. If you watch Sorta Awesome social media, I put these on Instagram stories, but I just popped off one. So yes. we gotta start to wrap this up.
And if you watch OnlyFans, she put some on her toes as well.
Hey, I put in my notes, but I can't remember what the hell we were going to talk about. Hot mom shit.
Hot mom shit. Well, this is an encouragement. So we sit on the porch a lot in the afternoons.
Yep.
Every day. We spend a little time out there telling the kids, go play, repeatedly. Go, go, go play.
Yeah. And the kids and the dogs.
And the dogs. Go, go. You were lamenting.
Oh, I know what we're talking about.
Your hair.
And what specifically about my hair?
That you have a combination of some blonde and some white hairs around the fringe of temples.
Mm-hmm. The hairline.
Yeah. And I pointed out, one, you think, and many people do, that when a man has a little salt and pepper, whether it's in his hair or in his beard or whatever, that that's hot dad shit.
It's sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't deny that. But I feel like you really, and for all of the women out there, come to grips with the reality that a little bit of that sprinkled through, that's some hot shit. Don't think you're all like
that's
embarrassed.
You know,
that's some hot mom shit right there. You'll be turning down people at the 710.
It's the ever increasing amount of gray that I have at the hairline that just is bothering me.
No, it's good. Don't change it or I will become impotent.
I'm changing it. But okay, it's under approval from you because remember we've talked about I'm finally
hitting puberty.
It was a long time ago. I'm finally letting go of the same color of red that I've been using for literally years.
Going light.
I'm gonna go lighter. Yeah. It's time.
You should.
I'm going to.
I just hope they don't take away all of the because it's not
that gray. They're not going anywhere, baby.
It isn't gray. You keep calling it gray. It's not gray. It's blonde and white.
Okay.
And it's pretty smoking hot.
Okay. All right. I'll take your word for it. Hey, last thing. This is not awesome.
No, it is.
But.
It is awesome.
And.
It's awesome because we can unite with so many other people in this struggle.
Again, just so you guys know, like, we live in the trenches of real life over here.
Yeah. In the middle of a city, not in the country.
No. Heart of the city.
Not that there's anything wrong with living in the country.
Oh, for sure. We have a lot of awesomes live out in the country.
Yeah.
But we live in the heart of a city.
Heart of a city.
In a house that's been here for like 100 years, so it's not new construction under any means.
No. Well, I mean, maybe to ancient Romans, it's like, that's brand new.
Yeah.
What do they know?
I got a text late into the night earlier this week. You and I both happened to still be awake. In fact, we were probably watching The Cabin with Bert Kreischer to take it all back.
Yes.
I got a text from my oldest daughter freaking out, Mom, there's a mouse on the fridge.
Yeah, not like hanging out around the magnets, but literally on top of it.
On top of the fridge. I used a lot of profanity in my text back to her, which I will not relay here. And I told you, and you were like, I'm not going downstairs. I'm not dealing with that tonight.
It's too late tonight. He'll still be there later.
So here's the thing. We do have this old house, and it has a lot of entryways for the pests and the rodents.
The rodents.
This is not our first mouse, not by a long shot. But this is maybe one of our most clever.
I'm known in the animal kingdom as the mouse killer.
You are.
I don't know why they continue to come here.
Then for a while they didn't.
Right.
For a while we had
a nice long stretch. Maybe a year and a half.
Yeah, at least.
Maybe two.
Yes. We were completely mice free.
You know what scared them all off?
What?
So we have meandered, because this has been, how long have we lived here?
10 years this month.
10 years. We've meandered through a lot of winters. Usually it's winter when the mice are an issue here. We've gone through a lot of winters, and I have experimented with many different traps.
Yeah.
And I feel like there was a big turning point.
For sure.
I had the old school, I don't give a shit about animal life, Victor, snap trap, mouse trap. And I literally caught two mice at the same damn time.
Yes.
In that. And I took pictures of it and posted it all throughout the yard and around the perimeter of the home to warn the rest of them. And they kind of let us be for a while.
They did. They did.
I didn't do that part, but I really did catch two at once.
Yeah. And then we moved on to the electric mousetrap.
Well, we'd had the electric. Mm-hmm. If you recall, and I do, because this is part
this
of the
is
saga
your,
of my journey.
I handle diarrhea and vomit. You handle rodent capture.
Rodents and
snakes.
Snakes.
Mm-hmm.
We'd had the electric Victor traps, and the bait kept disappearing, and
yes,
no casualties. Well, the two that I caught at once, they were so small,
yeah,
that they weren't big enough to touch both of the contact plates in the electric one.
Yeah.
And so they'd just been...
They were just feasting.
Yeah, fat, short and fat.
Yeah.
That's what, just like me. They were short and fat. I caught them both on the snap trap.
Okay. Well, so we've known that there's been one, at least one. Because my theory is by the time you see one, you've got more than one, believe me.
When's the first time you encountered, either visually or audibly, when's the first time?
Of this particular
issue?
It's been probably a couple of months, and I was downstairs.
He's been here that long.
I think so. At least 2 months. Maybe. I don't know. I've lost track of time this spring. It's been at least a couple of weeks.
Okay.
And I was downstairs with a sick kid, and it was the middle of the night, and I could hear it rummaging around in the pantry, and it bothers the dogs. And they had raced in there, but they're not cats. They don't know what to do except be freaked out.
Yeah.
And
accurate.
So that's my first notice. What about you?
It's a couple weeks ago. I had woken up well before anyone else, and I came down and I'd started a pot of coffee on the stove, and I sat down on the floor of the kitchen, as weird as that may seem to some people.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was sitting there and rummaging through my iPhone, I heard that bastard underneath the stove.
Oh, he loves it. I think that might be where he lives.
He probably does. And I immediately stood up and sat on the counter so he couldn't run out and terrorize me.
Yeah.
And I was just like, no, well, don't like that.
We've been knowing he's there. We have the trap set. However,
trap set, he evidently doesn't like peanut butter. That's what
not
normally
the
they
butter.
Love. He doesn't like peanut butter.
So it's kind of like one of those things where it's like, yeah, shoot, we got another mouse. We're going to have to deal with it. But it's like low on our priorities until the night when your oldest child is like,
yes, he's staring at me. He gave me the middle mouse finger.
That's the thing. When they are
he's
that
bold.
He's
way too bold. Yeah.
When they are that bold, it's time to go, bro.
Yeah. I would, if I was more country and less city, I would have some type of a gun with rat shot in it.
That's just
the thing.
Shot?
Yeah. It's like a super, almost like, so you know the lead in a mechanical pencil?
Yeah.
The shot inside of the shell is about that size.
Yeah.
Even a hair thinner.
Yeah.
So it won't even hardly mar woodwork, but it'll dispatch that creature if you're able to catch him.
Here's his favorite time to come out.
Whenever I'm around. Yeah.
Well, no, I know for sure. I've
night.
Noticed this. It's just after bedtime.
Okay.
Get the kitchen cleaned up. The kids are upstairs. Silence falls on the downstairs except for the dog snoring. He loves to come out then.
Oh, yeah.
And so you could sit down here just with your little gun and your little rat shot and shoot at it.
I could marine crawl into the kitchen. Be sure to put on my face camouflage, which would have to be brown because the floors are brown.
Now, for the people who are concerned, because we are not catch and release people.
Not for mice.
When they come into our property, they have abandoned their right.
That's right.
To continue on in their mousy ways. Now, if we're not out there, we don't do anything around the property. We got spiders and wasps and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. I've seen two snakes in the last 6 months living out along the fence line.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'll just weed it around you. You just
raccoons.
Keep on keeping on.
Yeah. Y'all are outside. You do your business. But you come into the house.
We're not predators.
You can't
come in my cave.
That's right. So we share that just to say, hey, you know, we all got our mice in the fridge. We're all dealing with it. That's a metaphor for life, my friend.
It is. Maybe somebody has a less humane solution that they can suggest. I don't know.
Well, that's what we like about the electric trap is it truly, ideally, it's just like they step on it and boom, they're dead.
I mean, that's what we do to humans in this country, right?
Whoa. Okay.
No, we don't use the electric.
You took it dark.
I think it's just now lethal injection. But
okay.
I don't know. I'm not really into that either,
that was a
for that matter.
Dark note to end Awesome Today on, you know what
is
I mean?
Is it, though? Is it?
I got to go put my nail back on, so what should the people do in the meantime?
You're freaking out. Do you have, is that notes from another show?
That is from another day, my friend.
I'll show you something off camera on how to separate notes that makes sense. But in the meantime, I really, honestly and sincerely do hope that everyone does have an awesome today. Would you?
Please do.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.